Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. The episode is part of our coverage of the Wikisite 2018 conference that took place in November 2018 in Berkeley, California, where I could meet numerous very interesting people, and some of them I could convince to talk with me in front of this microphone. If you would like to have a general introduction of the meeting, I would recommend you to listen to 134 and then start with this episode. Enjoy, have fun, and here's now the interview. And another episode from the Wikisite 2018. With me is Finn. Hi, Finn.
Hello, Conrad.
Can you quickly introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Finn Aarup Nielsen from the Technical University of Denmark. And I'm working as a data scientist there.
And you are one of the masterminds behind Skolia, which is, in my opinion, the flagship application of Wikidata for, or at least in the sciences and in the library technologies, I would call it. Maybe you can give a small introduction what Skolia is and what its purpose is.
Yeah, it sort of develops a bit. Initially, we started out as a research profile for myself. And then I started to think about that this could be parameterized. It should not only be myself, but we could have other authors. And then why not organizations and works? And it has since grown, so we are able to display various aspects of countries, locations, related to some kind of scholarly work, topics, diseases, and lately, today, clinical trials, we've been working on that.
So basically, it's an application that has Wikidata as backbone, as data source, and then kind of different aspects, different facets that you can look at. The usage of that is or what are the user mainly using? Is it kind of looking for other people's output, or how I'm not sure if you have kind of an understanding what people are using it mainly for?
Yeah, what I'm using it for is to sort of keep track of other people's what they're doing and their work, and also keep track of things I'm interested in. So if I read a paper, I will typically put in the information about the metadata about the paper into Wikidata and then annotate the paper so it'll show up, for example, with topics. For example, if I'm interested in knowledge graph embedding, then I read papers and annotate them in knowledge graph embeddings. And then they show up on a specific page in Skolia, the knowledge graph embedding topic page. And so I can sort of keep track of that, and perhaps through the co-citation pattern analysis, it will discover other relevant studies and find out who's actually the interesting authors to keep track of and so on.
So in principle, it's also a cool tool to see how far we are with Wikidata in perspective of let's say publication or tracking publications on people. And you always have some examples listed there. If you click on this, it works very nicely. And I think there's no other tool that can show this so easily and nicely, starting from how many first author papers or senior author papers are written by a person in which year and so on. A really great interface. How well is this working? I mean, this is less of a question of Skolia, but more of the data available. Besides the good examples there, how good is the coverage? Can you say this? Do you have an understanding? Are there huge gaps for, let's say, the average scientist, or are they usually covered well?
So it's very well covered if you're publishing in papers that get indexed in EuroPubMed Central. For other papers or for the other areas, for example, for computer science, humanities, physics, I suppose it's very sparse what we have there. If the paper has not a DOI, then it's likely not indexed in Wikidata. and it's difficult to enter these kind of data into to Wikidata. We have no means of automated automatic setup of these. There's a bit of in Scolia, but it's not running on a large scale at the moment. So it, and also extracting the citations with a good precision is a bit of an unsolved problem, at least for us. It might have been solved internally at Google, but for Wikidata, it's still a problem.
And what are the current and future development? How would you like to extend it?
Yeah, I would like to have a bit more interactive. For example, that the user is able to log in and perhaps personalize the interface, change the language, the user interface language, be able to input new data into Wikidata in the Scolia interface. And also, one of the few things we have is that you can copy and paste the text into an edit field, and it will automatically extract the keywords there. There should be other elements or extension in that area to see, so some kind of information extraction service in various ways, for example, automatic reviewer suggestion, something like that.
And what is the development process, by the way? I mean, I know that Daniel is sometimes throwing some ideas into it, and you're implementing also some of those, your ideas clearly. And is there any community effort? Do you have contributors code-wise, or how is it done?
Yes, the second most active developer is probably Ewan Willehagen, a Dutch researcher sitting in Maastricht. At Maastricht University is a chem informatician working with chemical information, and he has constructed some of the chemical aspects that we have, chemical, the one that is called chemical and chemical class is his job. And, so he is, that part is made mostly by him, and got a lot of input from Daniel Mitch and suggestions of how we could extend it. So usually that's how I implement it. Then we got a few other changes from other people that pull requests on GitHub.
Yeah, we see also here at Wikisite that people coming to you because, as I said, it is kind of the flagship tool where you can really explore Wikidata content rather easily, and they also come with suggestions for you then, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people suggesting issues. For example, the topic I worked with, or topic I worked on here on Wikisite, it was clinical trials, and it was basically because I met other people at the dinner last night.
Do you do this as a side project, or are you paid for this? You're working at the university, is it kind of a research project, or you this is a hobby, or how would you classify that if you can? It's sometimes hard as a scientist.
It's very hard indeed. It's mostly a side project, although, for example, when I use Wikidata and Scolia as bibliographic reference management, so when I write a scientific paper, I put the paper into Wikidata and use Scolia to extract them in with a LaTeX process and BibTeX process. So sometimes I had to do things in Scolia to get it to work. Making a few aspects helps keep track of the research that I'm doing normally. And, also, I have some others as projects that are more aligned with my daytime job. This is Wikidata Lexemes, where we try to construct knowledge graphs for the Danish language. And that's also exciting. So this is happening sort of with the very much inspired by the Scolia approach. So we are presenting lexicographic information on a website, being able to click around and see various lexicographic features for lexeme senses and forms.
If you could wish something in this direction and of Scolia, what would it be? Do you have any wishes, any things that you would like to see?
Um, uh, I suppose I would like to learn a bit more about JavaScript, so we'll be able to better integrate the front end and have a more interactive approach. Currently, the way the pages is constructed is by embedding the output of the Wikidata query service into the Scully interface. So I'm actually not doing any of the plotting. It's coming automatically from the Wikidata query service, and that also means that it's less of interactive. So I would like to learn more of JavaScript and the JavaScript libraries to plot, and so we could probably get a bit better interaction graphic wise. And also there's some issues about timeouts and plotting, where it's difficult to anticipate how the plot will look, and that might be better handled if we take care of the plotting ourselves. So that's an interesting way to go, I think.
And data-wise, I guess, well, everything outside of medical and life science data, research, like everything that is not in PubMed, so that they finally get a proper index, I guess, right?
Yes, it's would be nice to have some more data of particularly of the kind that I'm working with. For example, I'm writing a NIPS or NeuRIPS scraper for a specific machine learning conference where the papers are publicly available, but the metadata is not quite in a machine readable format, or you need to crawl the HTML pages yourself and extract that. So yes, a bit more work on scrapers for various web pages, for example, also association of computational linguistics. I think it's called that organization. They have all their papers available on the internet, but yet again, the metadata is sort of perhaps available, but still needs to be managed and processed to get into Wikidata.
It's kind of bizarre that this community is not aware of good metadata, right? I mean, in a way, this is kind of, a pity.
Yeah, I think they have a bespoke website, but I'm not sure that it's easy to get it out, and there might also be some issues with the licensing. You need to ask them whether it's okay to use that particular website.
Have we forgotten to speak about any topic related to Scolia?
I don't know. One thing I was thinking of in relation to clinical trials here was the sort of extension of the way that we can better describe the results of scientific papers. So several years ago, I started to extract results from functional neuroimaging studies and put them into a XML database, and using a small MATLAB as a database or MATLAB program to extract these data and analyze them. I've also been involved in a systematic review on Wikipedia research, and there we use semantic media wiki to describe some details of these Wikipedia research studies. The way that we are, the detail, the detail with which we can describe papers, for example, Wikipedia research papers and functional neuroimaging papers, is not so. There's lack of details, for example, the properties that are they're simply not available. I don't know how to describe them, but I think that that's a great opportunity to see whether Wikidata and Scolia can be extended in that way. So, for example, one could create massive, large-scale metadata online, live metadata meta analysis.
Sounds very good. So I guess it's time for further hacking. So thank you very much for your time, Finn, and see you around.
Thanks.